Okay, let's keep going and look at this question. What does Romans 11:29 mean? To get a proper understanding of the context of that verse, let's read Romans 11:25 through 29. For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part is happened to Israel, until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the Deliverer, and he shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins. As concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sakes, but as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sake. For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. Romans chapters 9 through 11 deal mainly with the setting aside of the nation of Israel as the favored people of God because of their unbelief. The Lord Jesus lamented the rejection and unbelief of Israel in Matthew 23:37, where he said, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. The Lord came to save the Jews, as we read in Matthew 1:21. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. The Lord told the Samaritan woman in John 4:22 that salvation is of the Jews. However, this favored nation refused to accept the Lord Jesus as their Messiah or Christ, and because of that, the nation of Israel was cut off, as we read in Romans 11:20, which tells us that, because of unbelief, they were broken off. In the day we now live, the Lord has opened the way of salvation to all who come to Him by faith. Romans 10:12-13 says, But there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon Him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. While the Lord's earthly people, Israel, has been set aside, His heavenly people, the church, is being filled with all who believe, Jew or Gentile. We read in Acts 2:47 that the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. But what about all those promises the Lord made to the nation of Israel? Has He now changed His mind because of their unbelief? No, He has not. Romans 11:29 tells us, For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. This means that the blessings and promises of the Lord are unchangeable. What He has promised to Israel, He will perform. There will come a day when Israel is taken up once again as the chosen people of God. During the 7-year tribulation period, the Lord will once again raise up this nation and will bless them according to His promises. As we read in Romans 9:26-27, And it shall come to pass, that in the place where it was said unto them, Ye are not my people, then there shall be called the children of the living God. Isaiah also crieth concerning Israel, Though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, a remnant shall be saved. There is also a wonderful and practical truth to Romans 11:29. We can rest assured that when the Lord makes a promise to us, there is nothing that can change that promise. The Apostle Paul wrote in Titus 1:1-2, Paul, a servant of God, and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect, and the acknowledging of the truth which is after godliness, in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. While the world is full of broken promises, we can rest assured that the Lord never breaks a promise that He makes to us. We read in Hebrews 10:23, Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised.